Now 6 o'clock, and so the Citizens Police Review Board will come to order. We will just start off as per the usual with some introductions. We'll go that way and start with our city staff liaison. Yeah.
Rose Webbenmeyer, Law Department. I'm the staff liaison.
Xavier Scruggs, board member.
Reese Ellis, chair.
Denise Blazek, new board member.
Doug Hunt, board member.
Jamie Thornsberry, board member.
Stephanie Coleman, board member.
Julie Ray, police liaison.
Thanks, everybody. It's good to see you all here. Post-daylight savings, a little darker, but we're all here for the most part. Next, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. I would entertain a motion to...
So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of approving the agenda will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. And we will move on next into the approval of the minutes. You should have had a chance to look over this, our October 11th meeting minutes. Does anyone have any, you know, amendments, adjustments, points of clarification? No? Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Is it open and closed in the motion or just?
I would entertain a motion to approve all minutes from the October 11th meeting.
That would be, and I would be glad to.
You'd be glad to
offer. Move whatever I need to do on that. Right?
Thank you.
Yes. And that's, yes. If yes. You, yes.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you all.
Everyone is on the same team tonight. I appreciate it. Those in favor of the motion would signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Old business. So first up on the agenda in that order is the audits. Our group, now, Doug, it was you, Rhonda, and I. We took a break because, of course, we've had some turnover. But we pretty well have gotten through most of discourteous conduct, if not all. Am I misremembering that?
We had discussed every one of the cases that had come up for discourteous conduct. Two of the cases that are on the closed session agenda were sort of spillover issues from our review.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those are still ones that, how did we classify those as under advisement, under consideration? Yeah. So we have two under consideration still from our group of discourteous conduct. And your group, done.
Yeah, we're done.
Touch on this every, done.
Yeah.
What was your topic? I forget.
We were use of force, I believe.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. And Cheryl's group also, same thing, or I shouldn't say Cheryl's group, yeah. Stephanie's group, yeah, same thing. So
I'm okay with it.
that's where we are on that. I think that we're probably going to regroup and, you know, look at other parts of the, you know, complaints that have been made in past years and see what might make sense now that we've had, you know, about a couple dozen of these under our belts now. And so I think that maybe we probably have a better idea of what to look for and what, you know, might be a good place to start in terms of places to, I'm rambling here, but just, you know, things to look into, because I think discourteous conduct, we discovered a lot of things that I don't think we would have otherwise if we hadn't just landed on that one. And it did happen to be one of the more common, of course, but all the same. Moving on to review of police policies. I think we'll touch on this a little more in the new business. So unless anyone has a point that they'd like to make on any of these, we can move on into new business. Okay. The planning for the work session on policy 447. Rose, you may have something for us on this.
So if you have not yet completed your doodle poll that Samantha sent out, please be sure to do so. We're now looking at January and February dates because we could not get a quorum for November and December.
Is there a new poll that's gone out with new dates?
My understanding is she sent a new one out with January and February. Okay. But if you haven't gotten that, then let us know and I'll...
I don't remember. Can you let us know if we haven't responded?
I'll ask them to resend.
Or two.
Well, that works.
There was something.
I know I've done one, but I didn't know if there was a second one.
2 weeks ago, I thought.
Yeah, I hadn't done a second one yet.
There was one for now, but I think it was one for January or February.
Well, we'll come back to that when it's appropriate. But as of now, then that pushes that next work session into 2024. So, oh my gosh, 2024.
Getting close.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any other discussion on that agenda item?
Only in case it's confusing to anybody who doesn't just speak numbers, so to speak, on policy 447. We're talking about the body-worn camera policy.
Thank you. And moving into the next agenda item, recommendations. I don't know if I recall what.
So I think that item was just the recommendations that we had based on the work session.
I see.
For the policies and stuff that we reviewed.
I see that we emailed. Give me one moment.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, because I'd emailed some notes about, you know, my policy thoughts, others had submitted theirs, but I don't know that we ever came up with anything to publish or submit from those recommendations, or if we combined them together or came up with anything concrete from the different notes that we'd all had. So, no.
This on the next meeting's agenda, or do you want to talk about it some more tonight?
So I'm just pulling up what I had sent out after that meeting in terms of recommendations that I had. I'm not connected to the internet, but probably also the next meeting, because I think that's when we would have something combined off of, you know, what we would have written in order to submit to the appropriate parties. But I just, one moment.
My memory is that a lot of people individually made recommendations, but we never came to any consensus about where we stood as a group on those recommendations.
Right.
So, it'll be a little hard to act until we do that. Maybe we can just like look at each other cross-eyed during the closed session and try to remember with more precision what we need to do before the next open session in order to be more specific about the recommendations that we want to bring to a vote.
I would recommend that if you all go back through your notes and think about what it is you want, and then anything you want me to gather up, send an email, Samantha and I, and we will compile a list of ideas for you all to discuss at the next meeting. And then we attach it to the agenda so the public can see what the ideas are. Not saying you're going to necessarily take action on them. That would be up to you all. But it'll at least, you know, let everybody operating on the same set of notes.
And then the public will know what recommendations are under discussion at any rate.
In advance.
That would be good.
Yeah. I was looking back through my email. It looks like on September 18th and 19th, Rose sent two emails with the recommendations from Reese and Xavier. I don't know that we had any others besides those two.
I had recommendations for policy 300.12, the annual analysis. That's the one I had.
Well, then, if it makes sense, then we can talk about this a little more in closed session, and then.
No, that would have to be an open session next time.
Me.
Either it needs to be open session here, open session next time.
I see.
The closed session is about the audits.
Yeah, I think given, for one thing, we've got some absences tonight, and everybody probably should take some time to look at things in writing once more. It would be a good idea to do exactly what Rose is proposing and have those sent out in compiled form, and we'll discuss them at the next open session.
Jamie, what was the date you said I sent it out?
You sent one on the 18th of September and one on the 19th of September, and they both start, or it's like Reese policy recommendations and then Xavier policy recommendations.
So I will compile those into one document and send them out to everyone, so everyone has that. And then if anyone else has any additional ideas, we'll just keep adding to them until we publish the agenda and we'll attach it.
Perfect.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Well, on that note then, I don't have anything additional to add. That sounds like that's what's going to be our course of action. And so, you know, I'll look forward to see what recommendations you all have based on the master document that Rose creates, unless, you know, we all just come to consensus based on what that document says. Well, we're moving on into a very interesting item, considering the numbers that we have here tonight, but I'd be curious to hear your all thoughts on it. The election of officers. We are missing two?
Correct.
Two.
Plus the human rights person that's not been appointed, so two and a half or three. Half. I don't know.
And so, you know, we did kind of amend our bylaws. Well, we didn't kind of. We did amend our bylaws to end the terms in November. And so there's an argument to be made that we should go ahead and have an election, even with the absences. Of course, there's an argument to be made that maybe we should have a full house before we elect a chair. But I kind of lean towards the completely objectively. Towards the former of going ahead and going forward with an election, but I would be curious to any thoughts on that one way or the other from anyone else.
Since this is my first meeting, is it common not to have everyone show up?
Not really. Not without notice.
If we waited
or no.
Maybe a month, we might have everyone. I mean, good chance.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask too. Maybe the Human Rights Commission might.
That's
have
true
their
as
person
well.
Appointed by the December meeting.
I have a question, Rose. Can we do this over email somehow?
No.
Okay.
It would just be on next month's agenda.
Okay. Xavier's comment tips me in the direction of delaying. In effect, we're denying representation to the Human Rights Commission in the selection of the chair if we don't delay until. They haven't yet sent their representative up.
Their liaison.
So I think that might be a reason to delay.
Board members is from that organization.
Correct. Yeah. I guess the next question would be if Reese is comfortable staying on one more month, or if we need to.
No, that's fine. Okay. Because you know, as I said, there. Well, as I said, you know, there is an argument for waiting until we have a fully stacked deck for all the reasons of that have been said. And also, you know, I mean, I don't think there's really anything beyond it. It's good to have everybody to have a voice. And so I hadn't even considered we don't have a human rights liaison appointed quite yet. So
I'm going to actually move that we table until the next meeting, the election of officers.
I'll second.
Oh, good.
Either one.
And let me know when you're ready.
I think I'm ready.
Okay. Do we need a roll call vote on that? No. Okay. Those in favor of the motion to table would signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. The election is tabled until next month's meeting. Hopefully, we've got human rights liaison and everything else that we need.
Rose, are they usually pretty quick to reappoint, or do we know?
Usually yes,
okay.
But I know usually it's the same person.
I understand.
who serves until they recruit someone else to serve, and I don't believe that has occurred at this point. So I think they're not sure yet.
But this is a month's grace, in effect, and then we can just go ahead if we have to. So.
Yeah. I agree.
Moving on, the future of the outreach subcommittee.
This is a subcommittee that was established by the board with four members. Two of the members are no longer serving on the board. So right now, the outreach subcommittee only consists of two members and can't meet a quorum. So basically, I put this on so that if you wanted to continue with an outreach subcommittee, you could appoint two additional members. If you didn't want to continue with it, you could make a motion to disband it and then just have the board as a whole discuss outreach. Or if you're not sure, you can always just pass this to next month. Once.
What's the main purpose or goal of that committee, I guess, just to be public?
I believe it was mainly just outreach and education and coming up with ideas for outreach and education with the idea that the full board would do outreach. So like if they, an example was like the Juneteenth event. So they found out about it and they thought this was a good idea. And then they asked all the board members to attend the Juneteenth event and have a table and things of that sort. In the past, different outreach subcommittees have worked on brochures and they've gone on like the radio shows and met with different groups and things of that sort. But the board has at times had an outreach subcommittee and at times not. And when they don't have an outreach subcommittee, they just talk about outreach as a whole board. So either approach is completely fine. It's really just your preference. But if you want it to continue to exist, those two extra positions have to be filled.
Are either of the two members here that are on the committee?
I think it's Stephen and Brandon that are remaining.
And ask their input. So maybe we need to wait.
We did table it, perhaps.
I would move it to next month. Next month's agenda, so we can get their opinion since they've been in it.
I would agree with that. Any dissenting thoughts on tabling until next month so we can get the input from the current members of the outreach subcommittee? Okay. I'd entertain a motion to table.
I'd make a motion.
Second.
All right. Those in favor of the motion to table that discussion item would signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Items for next month's agenda.
We've added a few already, yeah, right?
A couple. We've got election of officers.
Recommendations.
Recommendations.
Planning the work session.
Planning the work
Everything
session.
Everything that's on there right now. Future subcommittee.
Everything that's on
Probably a report back from the NACOL conference.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Also have a speaker coming. Sergeant Kim German is to provide the board training on de-escalation.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That will also, she will be listed as a special item. For new business, if I have it ready, I will add the 2023 draft annual report for kind of the initial look and your editing. If I don't have it ready, we'll do that in January.
So does anyone else have anything to add? Because we've got elections, we've got NACOL, we've got
quite a bit.
Recommendations, so on and so forth. No. Okay. Well, we will move on to reports, positive connections, trainings, and ride-alongs. Does anyone have anything to report on that front?
Not so much a report, but a follow-up or question. I did sign up for the video version of the NACOL conference. I never got all the mysterious password and everything like that signed up. I don't know if anybody else is signed up for. So I guess you could say that I'm reporting that I intend to do that, and we'll just see.
In terms of just positive report. I was not a part of this. I just happened to be in town, but over the weekend there was a protest, a pro-Palestinian protest in town, and there was pretty good presence, a lot of, young people, community people, and there was a police presence, and from what I was able to see, I was out with a friend and my girlfriend, and it looked like it was a pretty positive coming together. There seemed to be like pretty good communication between the police and the crowd. As a matter of fact, it seemed like, there wasn't that big of an issue, which, your protest may vary about police presence being there, but over the weekend it didn't seem like they were a hindrance at all. It was probably a benefit to have them there. for, you know, the safety of the protesters and whoever else. So any other positives?
Actually, there is one other thing that we might mention just so it'll appear in the minutes, and that is that mentioned that we were on the panel for the chief selection process.
Yes.
I was wanting to know.
I mean, it's a complex process with lots of moving parts and everything like that. In the sense that we had a panoramic view, but I felt that it was a good opportunity for
Absolutely.
Us to get a lot of input. And I felt all the citizens who were on our panel were being listened to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you all have a date of when they're going to select that person?
I'm always hearing that it's not going to be just too late in November. It's a very big thing,
yeah.
But they're planning pretty quickly. I don't know. Somebody may have an update on that, but a mystery, continuing mystery.
Yeah. But very thankful to the city manager for inviting us to be a part of that process, and was very grateful to be able to ask some questions. So, I thought thoughtful questions and have pretty good back and forth with all the candidates, and so I'm looking forward to seeing who ultimately is chosen as our city's next police chief.
Reese, can you remind us? I know you're going to the NACOL conference.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is going?
Steven,
okay.
Yeah. And that will be Sunday through Thursday. So, all right.
I mentioned one thing.
Yes.
We had to designate a person to be the voting representative. And since you were still currently chair and we're going, we designated you. So you are the voting representative for this year.
Thank you.
No problem. I don't know that we can have our Human Rights Commission report.
Probably not.
Perhaps next month. And so with that, we will move into general comments by public members and staff. Individual members of the public will be allowed 3 minutes to address the board, and representatives of a group will be allowed 5 minutes to address the board pursuant to our bylaws. So we will start off with that. I know.
Do you need help with the timer, Reese, or do you have it?
All right.
Susan Renee Carter, I'm representing Race Matters Friends, and I just wanted to cover a few things. I look forward to seeing, your input about use of force policy, and just a reminder that we need to redefine de-escalation in that policy and all the policies connected to that. Also, as far as outreach committee, I think an outreach committee be good, but we do need to remind the committee that they're there to outreach to citizens. There's been some confusion in the past, I think, about their role. And so I just want to throw that out there. Also, it's a question, but I know you can't answer it right now, but you can when you're making comments, so the de-escalation training that you're getting, whether or not that's local or you're bringing someone in, I don't remember from the past meetings, and then, is the point to try to find better training. A question I have is, are there any plans to meet with the new police chief to consult with that person about moving forward and explaining your role and trying to, figure out how you might work with that person? So anyway, that's all I have, and thank you for being here this evening. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Comments, additional comments from the public? Seeing none. Comments from members?
Yeah, I wanted to say real quick, we are going to do, CPS is getting ready to do a de-escalation training for the teachers Friday, so I'm kind of curious on what that's going to look like. So I'll be able to report back a little bit more of what it looks like out from a teacher's standpoint, and then maybe we can, see where it relates.
You can be involved in that as a teacher then?
Yes. Yes.
And I think Rose, maybe to answer the question, was, is it a local person or that's doing the training?
It's one of the sergeants.
Yeah.
The training center.
What had been asked by the board was that the board wanted to have the same training by the same presenter that the police officers had been trained on. And I believe that was the training that Doug had attended.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's my understanding that Sergeant German was the presenter and that it's going to be the same presentation.
Okay. And to answer a question that was had about, you know, the, you know, our relationship with the incoming police chief, Doug, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like pretty well we got something nearing a commitment from all the candidates that they would want to meet with us after selection about what we do, what our purpose is, and, you know, where we're going to go from here.
Yeah, I thought they were positive about that. And there are also, of course, are mandated meetings with the board twice a year, am I recalling?
Yes.
And I would be surprised if the chief didn't want to do one of those, the new chief didn't want to do one of those quite early. So
yep.
I think we'll get a good chance to talk to the new chief.
I think so.
And once the candidate is announced and they have a city email account, I will be emailing them, offering them several dates for that meeting. So hopefully we'll get the person in very quickly.
God bless.
And also, Doug and I will be going to do some training for the new recruits in December, the end of December. So we'll be able to, you know, tell them about the board and what we do. So.
Any comments from staff? No? Okay. Well, with that, I believe we may need to go in the closed session. I think we've got a couple of pieces to discuss, and so I would entertain a motion to go in the closed section.
So moved.
Okay, you have to read the whole
thing
on the
sorry,
agenda.
Sorry. You would think that I've been here before. the motion to go into closed session to discuss records which are protected from disclosure by law, section 610.021, subsection 14, and 590.502, revised statutes of Missouri.
Xavier, is that your motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second. Coleman.
And this is a roll call.
This is a roll call. Denise? Brandon? Oh, he's not here. Stephanie?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Xavier?
Yes.
And Jamie?
Yes.
Did I get everyone?
Yes.
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 One more.
Aye. Well, with that, we are in closed session.